Yerushalmi Peir corresponding to Bavli Vrochim Daf Memhei. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chavdal Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom of the page, in the middle of the line, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Elyonim La'aniyim, B'Levonim, V'Tachtonim B'Labayif, B'Yerukim, we should say. Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, says, and here we're referring back to the Mishnah, so now the upper ones belong to the poor when they are white, as they're visibly from the new produce. The low ones belong to the landowner when they're green, because they're visibly from last year's crop. Rav Meir im hakol la'aniyim shesafik leket leket, she'efshel goyren l'seif b'lo yirukim. Rav Meir says in the Mishnah that everything belongs to the poor, because doubtful leket is regarded as leket. Even the new produce belongs to the poor, since even the new crop will always contain some green produce, and it's therefore doubtful as to which year the produce actually grew. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagrahi, Detani ger shenizgaya v'haisalei kama nikferes, Achel nizgaya potter, mishnizgaya chayev, v'msafek potter, Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra mechayev. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah's law about doubtful items belonging to the poor is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra of the Baisa. The Baisa says if someone converted and his crops were harvested, if they were harvested before the conversion, they're exempt. If after the conversion, they're obligated. If it's unknown, they're exempt. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra says that they are obligated. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Divar Kolhi, Yisol Sheikroi Chayev, Safik Chayev, Vegoisha Ikroi Potter, Seikoi Potter. Reb Shimon ben Lakish says that even the Chachamim who disagree over a convert agree that the doubtful items are obligated in Leket, as the doubt is over the produce and not over the person. Am Reb Yochanan, Kachaya Meshev, Reb Meir, Ez Reb Yehuda ben Chagra, Ein Ata Moideli Shesafik Leket Leket. Reb Yochanan said that Reb Meir asked Reb Yehuda ben Chagra, don't you agree with me that doubtful leket is leket, and if so, even the low ones should be doubtful and should be leket? Reb Shimon ben Lakish, kachay Reb Meir Mishiv et Chachamim, ein atem moidim li shesafik leket leket. Reb Shimon ben Lakish said that Reb Meir in fact asked the Chachamim, don't you agree that doubtful leket is leket? Uminayin le shesafik leket leket. So now the question is, from where do we know that doubtful leket is treated as leket? Reb Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Reb Yonathan. Oni v'rashi tziku hetziku b'matnesov. The answer Rav Shmuel bar Nachman says from quoting Rav Yonason is that the pasuk says in Tehillim in Perek Pei Beis Pasuk Gimel, justify the humble and the impoverished, and we learn from there, act with kindness and give of yourself to the poor. Rav Shimon ben Lakish b'shem bar Kapora, Loisata mishpat ev yoinecha b'rivoi, b'rivoi einata mateu, ava mateu ata b'matnesov. The second answer will be Rav Shimon ben Lakish quotes from bar Kapora, and he says, the pasuk says in Shmois, in Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Vav, you shall not pervert the judgment of your poor man in his quarrel, but in his gift, though, you may pervert justice, means that award him leket, even though it's only doubtfully his. And now a third answer, Amar Yochanan, Zochahu Mashishon Alonu Rebbe Tazev Hanach Lefnei Mishelcha. Rabbi Yochanan says, was Rebbe's source not enough? It says, leave it for the poor and the stranger, and we learn from there, leave before them not only that which is theirs, but also that which is yours, meaning doubtful leket. Amar Rebbe Bar, Amar Bilo, Ksiv, Lager Yasom Lamona, Ye Ben Medidoch, Ben Medidei Havle. And the fourth answer is from Rabbi Elah. It says, the Pasuk says in Drom, Perchof Gimel Pasuk Yotes, it shall be for the stranger, the orphan, and the widow. And we learn from there, whether from yours, if it's doubtfully leket, or from his, give it to him. Had Melach, Hapeya Nidnis.